It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Lori Hatcher. Lori, thanks so much for joining us on our Voice of the Valley Day today. It's so nice to have you with us today, Lori.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Lori is the mother of White Hatcher, and of course, as we had reported earlier this year, we lost White Hatcher, and they've been very public that it's to do with suicide. And of course, we do a lot of stories about suicide prevention. We don't want anybody to do that. And of course, some of the support groups that they have out there for suicide. And Lori now has, you've met so many people, I suppose, now, Lori, as a result of what happened, right?
Yes, I have.
Well, let's talk a little bit about White himself, because from my standpoint, I had a chance to meet somebody who was so full of enthusiasm. I met him because he was thinking about being a dropout, and then all of a sudden he decided to go to the career tech, the CTE Center, which is the Cheyenne Valley Area Career and Technology Center that we have right here in Valley City, and to pursue a career to be a car mechanic. And boy, from there he went to Penske, Team Penske, and wow, from a dropout to Team Penske, and he just seemed to be so full of enthusiasm, and we enjoyed having him on the radio several times. His enthusiasm was infectious. Let's talk a little bit about White, and obviously, you got to know him a lot better than us. We just got to share him for just a little bit, right, Lori?
Right. Yeah, he was an amazing son. I always say that he was an angel on earth. He would do anything for anybody. He would help anybody in need. He was just amazing as a friend, son, brother, uncle, grandson, nephew.
Unreal. He was so enthusiastic. I remember telling him that his enthusiasm was infectious at one of our interviews that I think you were there for.
Yes.
In the school. And
yes.
And I said, you could be a motivational speaker, White, you know?
And he was out in North Carolina. He did do that, and which was really surprising because here in school he wouldn't get up in front of anybody.
Well, I think it's a great example of, you know, you go from, you know, you don't know what your passion is in school, so you're thinking of dropping out. And then all of a sudden, you find your passion, and White found his passion, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes,
so.
He did. He loved it.
Well, I was impressed with some of his co-workers from Team Penske who came in from North Carolina to his funeral at the W. Osmond Fieldhouse. Boy, you had a full house, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. There was a lot of support there.
And he never let any grass grow on his backside very long. He decided to join the Marine Corps and get in to be a Marine reservist. Tell us about that.
Yes, he did. No, that was 2 years ago. He decided that he wanted to go into the Marine Corps, and he loved it. He was in the reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And his love for the Marines, as you can tell to the ones that came from his group in Virginia, he was well loved.
Wow.
He took it very seriously. In fact, he went into mine dusting because he wanted to make sure that he fought for his country and he fought well for them.
And to make sure that fellow Marines were safe.
Absolutely.
You know, in that
Absolutely.
Type of the line of work, shall we say.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, I know he was so well loved and it was so well attended, you know, his funeral. And then after that, you know, we have done stories before it in the past. I know I've, you know, Stephanie Getz, who used to work for KVLY in town, I've had her on a few times because her brother committed suicide, and so she has a support group. What have you learned, Lori, from White Suicide, the support groups? And you've had a lot of support from the community, right?
Yes, I have. Everybody's been so wonderful. I really don't know what I would do without everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. And I've learned that not to take anything on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to that, that's somebody's personal choice. You can do everything you can for a person, but in the end, there's not a whole lot you can do.
Yeah, and put it into the hands of the Lord, put it into
Absolutely.
The hands of your friends, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And and go from there. Now, you are part now of Stop Soldier Suicide, SSS, And there's going to be a 5K run called Team White coming up on Saturday to support Stop Soldier Suicide. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect this Saturday in Valley City.
Okay, so at 8:30 on May 21st, this Saturday, we will meet up at Jefferson School, the east side, and we will do the 5K walk, run, whatever you'd like to do. Mm-hmm. We will have inspirational little signs on the way, and we will have some water as the beverage. And we just want to get together and just be supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew Wyatt.
Yeah.
And so for everybody to get together, that'd be amazing.
Now, you talk about these inspirational signs, and that seemed to be part of Wyatt, that, you can do it, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly correct. And that's what these signs are all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that it would come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
It's something he would say that he'd make sure that he was always pumping somebody up. If somebody was low, he was right there to pick you up.
And how ironic that is. He was always there to pick us up, but yet we had no idea that he was suffering inside.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. And I think that's the most devastating part for me,
mm-hmm.
To know, because he was just home. He
yeah.
was home that week previous. And a couple years ago, we actually did the push-up challenge for Stop Soldier Suicide.
Okay.
Him and I together, when he came home,
mm-hmm.
we did it for that full week because he said, Mom, we have to make sure there's not another life that is gone to suicide.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Well, Lori, anything else that you'd like to say to the community members who have helped you out in this trying time?
Oh, I can't thank everybody enough. I really can't. Everybody has been so supportive, and I don't know what I would do without everybody, and I thank everybody, and I love everybody.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you so much for, this is so painful, but thank you so much for sharing White with us today. Again, the Team White 5K Fun Run Walk is going to be this Saturday. Meet in the east parking lot, kind of the teacher's parking lot, the east side of Jefferson Elementary School at 8:30 in the morning. They're going to have bottled water for you there, and then the 5K run will start from there. So
agreed. And there is no registration and no fee to walk. Please just come out and let's just have a good time.
That's great. Thank you again for sharing, Lori.
Thank you.
Lori Hatcher, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.